Australia on the Triple M Network. Welcome to the Night Shift with Luke Boner.
Nirvana, live and unplugged, as promised here on the Night Shift. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, good. Just in regards to, first of all, Ryan, suck it up, princess, and go to work.
Ryan, you're copping a hiding, son.
And in regards to the shooting, his previous wife had taken out an AVO against him, and it had been 10 years to the day, and then the next day he legally went out and got guns. Olga hadn't taken out an AVO against him for whatever reason. Usually women think it's going to make things worse.
That's interesting.
So she didn't. If she had, I mean, look, it was like the last person said, and I'd actually thought it too. If someone is that crazy enough to do that, they're going to find a way.
If someone is that unbalanced that they feel that they have to shoot their own children, they're not going to be of sound enough mind to think, gee, I better not do that. I've got an AVO.
Yeah, no, like guns, it's not the problem. You know, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, he would have found a way to do it. Mm. So I just wanted to, bring that up.
How do you legislate against mental illness? And is that a cop-out? I was reading a lot of comments on social media last week about this bloke. And the front page of the paper, I think it was the Friday I went away, and the headline was Coward. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as I saw it on Facebook about two kids had been killed and they were hunting for the gunman. I mean, you know, we know now the police knew exactly who it was and it had already surrounded the house.
They knew already.
They knew already. As soon as I saw that, I went, I bet it was the husband. It was a domestic thing. And I went, yeah, I'm right. With mental health, I mean, it's hard. I mean, with my husband in mental health, like even the psychologists who study for years, and one psychologist will say one thing and another one will say another thing and do different drugs. And then it's up to the nurses to try and juggle it. You know, like mental health, it's just...
What I was about to say to you was I was reading, and most of the people I know on Facebook, Melissa, are other people in the media.
Yeah.
That's why I joined it in the first place, to stay in touch with colleagues. And they're all saying, we're supposed to feel sorry for this bloke because he had mental health. The anger towards this bloke was absolutely palpable last Friday when I was reading all this.
Yeah.
I wonder, have we softened off? Have we thought to ourselves? I mean, how do you forgive someone that kills his two children in cold blood?
Well, no, because then he killed himself.
And then he killed himself.
Because he didn't want to stand up and go, this is what I did, and I'll take my punishment. It's like Rosie Batty's husband. Like, they're cowards. You know, if you want to do something, you stand up and you say, yeah, I did it.
And take the consequences.
And I'll take the consequences. But no, like, they want to just hurt. It was all about his ex-wife. He wanted to hurt her. And taking her kid was, you know, that's the only way you're going to hurt your ex-wife. Like that, like... Yeah.
It's unthinkable, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, like I've been, you know, being a petminder, I get to work from home. And in the last 6 weeks, I've gotten a job outside of my son's school hours. So I've had to go to work. And he's got to be at home with, you know, with his dad or with, you know, Nana or something. And it's, you know, it's awful. I get a bit, I mean, I know nothing's going to happen to him, but I get a bit jittery. Like, I'm not with him, you know, something could happen. And it's just, it makes me a little bit more nervous. Like, I'm not in that situation. And, you know, I quite like my husband at the moment.
At the moment. Yes, at the moment. That's interesting. But I hear what you're saying. All right, Melissa, good to hear from you again. I'll keep going.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks.
Thanks, mate. But I'm keeping you awake, aren't I?
No. Oh, no. I should go to sleep. Yeah, no. And I just heard you talking about the ABO thing, and I just wanted to just let you know that it was the second wife. And
good on you. Thanks for your call, Melissa. Appreciate it. 133353 is the telephone number. Well, first of all, Alexis Lamaison, our French man in Bathurst, who's been watching this World Cup. We'll talk to you first. Congratulations. Did you deserve to win 4-2?
It's complicated. We're not the best team on the pitch, but we're the most realistic and maybe united in a way. It was a great game. 6 goals in a regular time is amazing. I'm sorry for the Croatian because they would have made a really beautiful world champion as well. But right now, all I want to remember is that we're world champion, and that's all that matters to me.
Okay. Are you going to work today? Come on.
I'm supposed to. So I'll try to wake up and I'll try to do my best.
Hey, listen, it was your choice to stay up. It's 3:25 where you are.
Yes, it is.
Now it's time to get to bed and suck.
They haven't hold the cup yet, so no. I'll stay awake a little bit longer for that.
All right.
Don't worry.
Okay, Alexis. Thank you very much. Okay, Roy. I didn't know whether we should cross to the Croatian club, the King Tom Croatian club in Sydney. Roy Estefan is the general manager, but we've got to finish this off. Commiserations, mate.
Nah, look, you know, we still hold our heads up. You know, proud result. Unfortunate in the end in the final, but for a country of that size and to, you know, to be runners up in the World Cup is you know, no small feat. So congratulations to the French, but you know, to all the Croatians out there, look, be proud of the boys. They've done the nation proud.
They have indeed. Has everyone left the club, or are they still hanging on?
No, believe it or not, there was a great round of applause at the end. I think there was a due respect there with the final whistle, but you've still got a few watching the trophy celebrations at the moment. So, again, disappointing, but all in all, you know, a great World Cup for us.
You had 2,500 there, is that right?
Mate, yep. We did have to turn, as I said, a fair few away, but look, most of them stuck right to the final whistle, and as I said, you know, it's a great result, you know, all in all for the World Cup for us.
All right. Well, Roy, thank you for being with us this morning and sharing a little bit of that and commiserations. But look, you came second in the World Cup. Look at all those teams you beat.
Mate, it's as I said, amazing, amazing result. You know, and hopefully the team can build on this. Euros coming up in a few years. And look, they are a great nation when it comes to football, proud heritage, and I'm sure we'll do well in years to come.
Okay. Thanks for your time this morning, Roy.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. The night shift at Triple M. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Luke. How you going?
Is this my mate Steve the Baker from Oberon?
It certainly is. Oberon Pies and Pastries.
That's it. Oberon Pies and Pastries. That's right. How are you, mate?
Going well, mate. Going well.
I can hear the generator going in the background.
Yeah, we're moving. I've got a few loaves of bread in. We just put cheese and bacon buns in the oven and...
Ooh.
Just about ready to make some pie bottoms so we can do some pies.
Yeah.
What I was ringing up for is the topic this morning with the rests that the truckies have got to have and all the rubbish they've got to go through to get their job done.
Yeah. How does this affect you?
Well, I put an order in to a company down in Sydney who have been customers for 28 years.
Yeah.
7 weeks ago, I put an order in.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't actually get delivered until 2 days ago.
Seven? How
long? 3 days ago. It was Friday last week.
You put an order in 7 weeks ago.
Yep.
And normally when you put an order in, how long does it take?
2 days.
It took 7 weeks?
It took 7 weeks. And when we finally got on to the owner or manager of the place, his excuse was it was about the rest times and everything. They didn't have enough time to come out from Bathurst because they do where they used to always do me when they do the Bathurst run. They'd go into Bathurst and then come back through Oberon and drop my stuff off. But because of these new laws they've got to abide by, they couldn't run the gauntlet to come out here.
Really?
So it was 7 weeks before I got an order. So someone needs to look at that.
But hang on, I know Oberon's a little town, but I mean, it's a town with a lot of businesses that would rely on trucks delivering goods.
Correct.
Is every other business waiting 7 weeks for a delivery?
I don't think so, but it was just whether it was they've changed, because the manager of the bloke had to change all the routes for all the orders to try and comply with these laws that they're trying to make them through. And as he said, that was the excuse why we've been missing out, because there is only one other pastry. It's a pastry cook cake shop supply company, and there's only one other shop in town, and they don't actually get anything off this company.
Yeah, hang on, you've got a general store out there, you've got a little supermarket, I think you've got an IGA, haven't you?
We've got an IGA, we've got a Food Works.
Yeah, but you've got a pub, and you've got... haven't you got a place that sells farm machinery?
Yeah, a little bit, not big stuff. There's a little
but
rural...
Well, my point is, you're a rural town, and you have shops and outlets there that survive on trucks delivering goods. And I cannot believe it takes 7 weeks to get something delivered to you. How many hours drive from Sydney to Oberon?
It'd be only 2 hours from where this company is.
That took 7 weeks. Can someone explain this to me?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, that could have sent you under.
Well, we had to change because it was... One of the things that we were waiting on for that 7 weeks was our cake boards that we do all our ordered cakes, birthdays, anniversaries, all that. We have specified sizes for each cake. We were out of those, and we didn't have, and there's not many other places where you could get them from. We couldn't do cakes.
Jeez.
And, like, that's big money for me. Like,
of course.
And I could not do the same size cakes, and people were jumping up and down. So we found some boards which were a different size to what we were used to. So then I had to then make the cake, cut it to the size of the boards. So that was wastage again. And, yeah, the customers were getting something, but it wasn't what they wanted.
Well, I don't understand that. Let's ask the question. Why would it take 7 weeks to drive 2 hours to Oberon and deliver cake boards? Is the excuse the new fatigue laws and the logbooks? Is that a legitimate excuse? I don't think it is. I think there's more to it, Steve. Hey, listen, Steve.
I do as well, because when we mentioned the fact that we were waiting for these boards... 7 weeks, and he said, well, oh God, I wasn't aware of that. So
very strange, mate.
Somebody wasn't doing their job properly.
You know what you need to do? You need to source somebody in the Central West there that makes the boards.
Yeah, I think so. We've actually done a little bit of homework on that, so we're not going to get caught again.
Yeah.
We can just tell them to go and get stuffed.
No, tell them to get stuffed. Find someone local that makes these boards. There's bound to be someone, and if not, there's... How many bakers are there in your area? They might all say, listen, let's buy our cake boards from old mate Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Steve.
Yes.
I don't know what the gay community is in Oberon and surrounding areas, but have you been inundated with same-sex wedding cake orders?
None.
None since the plebiscite?
Never had one.
You know what? I've had a number of bakers ring me, and they've all told me the same.
Yeah. Not a thing. You know, just to change the subject again, you know how you're an ideas man, and I agree with that 100%. And about this water problem we're having, you've been mentioning this morning.
Yes.
It's sort of, I was thinking, a couple of months ago when you were talking about all the trouble with the people coming to Australia on the boats and everything like that, and here we are housing them in detention centres and everything like that, costing us thousands and thousands of dollars. And as you said, why can't we get something going about building dams and stuff like that? Back in the day when Jindabyne Snowy Mountain Scheme came.
The Snowy Mountain Hydroelectric Scheme, yes?
It was correct.
Yep.
All the immigrants at that stage went straight to there. Like it was, where there was work.
That's where there was work.
But it takes a politician to have enough tenacity to get this passed, so we'll make some dams. All those people that we're forking out money left, right, hook, and centre,
yep,
give them jobs.
I've said it. I've said it till I was blue in the face. We need infrastructure, and infrastructure creates jobs. Jobs create creates pay. Therefore, you've got more people paying tax, and it goes like that. And the Snowy Mountains hydroelectric scheme was a stroke of genius. Did you know that they're looking at raising the wall of Warragamba Dam in Sydney, Sydney's major water supply, and the Greenies don't want it because it might endanger a frog or something?
Yeah. I know, and this is what we've got to... Yes, it can cause dramas with a little bit of stuff, but there is ways of relocating animals.
Oh, look, of course there is. Of course there is. But getting back to this, and you're talking about people who come to this country and we're paying for, you think about those athletes that disappeared after the Commonwealth Games. Every single one of them has been housed. They are on welfare. They are being looked after until their visa applications can be processed. We are a soft touch, aren't we?
It's just ridiculous. Why don't they get them out to work now? Like they'd have to know where they are now. Say, righto, we can't pay you all this stuff. Get out there and clean some streets and stuff like that. Pick up some rubbish.
Let's go and build some dams up in far north Queensland so that we can harvest the water that runs normally off the roofs of houses, down the streets and into the ocean.
I agree.
Good on you.
Righto, mate. Just one more thing.
Here you go.
Your wash and tub firebox, fire pit.
Oh, yes, we were talking about that before I went away. You are a close listener. Outdoor fire buckets, yes?
I've got one.
What have you
got? And it's a big one. It's bigger than a 44-gallon drum.
Yeah.
So it came out of a fairly industrial-sized washing machine.
Yeah.
I've been using it of late just to burn a bit of rubbish in the backyard. Don't tell the council that I was doing that. But... it's yours if you want it.
Oh, no, that's very, very kind of you. But now you keep it, but they are fantastic fire buckets, the stainless steel insides of a washing machine with all those holes. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I've already got one. I've got an old 18-gallon keg. And it's got the top cut out of it and some welded... they've cut little stars out in squares, so when it's going, it gives you the same effects. You see the flickering light coming out of it. I've already got one. So if you're interested, as you said the other week, when you come up here and we have a beer, it's yours.
Oh, you're a good man, Steve.
Soon as you gave yours away to bloody...
I did, to Scott Cam.
Scott Cam,
yeah. I gave it to Scott Cam. It's at his property, which is near you. I won't give it away, but
you're right.
He has a holiday house sort of near you. And it's on his property, I think. Anyway, good to talk to you, Steve.
Good to talk to you.
I heard the timer going off. Your buns are ready.
Yes, correct.
One more question.
Yep.
When does Oberon Pies and Pastries start making Christmas cakes?
I've actually stopped making them. I used to make Christmas puddings, and we'd done that for 12 years. And there is just no... The Christmas cakes aren't selling. It was a waste of time.
They weren't selling?
Too dear. We have sourced another old lady who has been making homemade fruitcakes, and she sells them out of our shop. But, yeah, I think she sold three last year.
Oh, I'll buy one off her. Tell her I'll buy one off her, okay?
Righto, I will.
Okay.
All right, mate.
All right, Steve.
You have a lovely night.
You too, my mate.
Ta-da.
Bye-bye. The Night Shift on Triple M. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, good. Okay. Well, first of all, Ryan, suck it up, princess, and go to work.
Ryan. Ryan, you're copping a hiding, son.
And in regards to the shooting, his previous wife had taken out an AVO against him. And it had been 10 years to the day, and then the next day he legally went out and got guns. Olga hadn't taken out an AVO against him for whatever reason. Usually women think it's going to make things worse.
That's interesting.
So she didn't.
if she had, I mean, look, it was like the last person said, and I'd actually thought it too. If someone is that crazy enough to do that, you know, like, they're going to find a way.
If someone is that unbalanced that they feel that they have to shoot their own children, they're not going to be of sound enough mind to think, gee, I better not do that. I've got an AVO.
Yeah, no, like, guns, it's not the problem. You know, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, he would have found a way to do it. Mm. Yeah, so anyway, so I just wanted to, I don't know, bring that up.
How do you legislate against mental illness? And is that a cop-out? I was reading a lot of comments on social media last week about this bloke. And the front page of the paper, I think it was the Friday I went away, and the headline was Coward. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. As soon as, honestly, as soon as I saw it on Facebook about two kids had been killed and they were hunting for the gunman. I mean, you know, we know now the police knew exactly who it was and it had already surrounded the house.
They knew already.
They knew already. As soon as I saw that, I went, I bet it was the husband, it was a domestic thing. And I went, yeah, I'm right. But yeah, I mean, with mental health, I mean, it's hard. I mean, with my husband in mental health, like, even the psychologists who study for years, and one psychologist will say one thing and another one will say another thing and do different drugs. And then It's up to the nurses to try and juggle it. You know, like, mental health, it's just...
What I was about to say to you was, I was reading, and most of the people I know on Facebook, Melissa, are other people in the media.
Yeah.
That's why I joined it in the first place, to stay in touch with colleagues. And they're all saying, we're supposed to feel sorry for this bloke because he had mental health. The anger towards this bloke was absolutely palpable last Friday when I was reading all this.
Yeah.
I wonder, have we softened off? Have we thought to ourselves? I mean, how do you forgive someone that kills his two children in cold blood?
Well, no, because then he killed himself.
And then he killed himself.
Because he didn't want to stand up and go, this is what I did.
Mm.
And I'll take my punishment. It's like Rosie Batty's husband. Like, they're cowards. You know, if you want to do something, you stand up and you say, yeah, I did it.
And take the consequences.
And I'll take the consequences. But no, like, they want to just hurt. It was all about his ex-wife. He wanted to hurt her. And taking her kids, you know, that's the only way you're going to hurt your ex-wife. Like that, like, yeah.
It's unthinkable, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, like, I've been, you know, being a pet minder, I get to work from home, and in the last 6 weeks, I've gotten a job outside of my son's school hours, so I've had to go to work, and he's got to be at home with, you know, with his dad or with, you know, Nana or something, and it's, you know, it's awful. I get a bit. I mean, I know nothing's going to happen to him, but I get a bit jittery. Like, I'm not with him. You know, something could happen. And it's just, it makes me a little bit more nervous. Like, I'm not in that situation. And, you know, I quite like my husband at the moment.
At the moment. All right, Melissa, good to hear from you again. I'll keep going.
Not a problem. Thanks.
Thanks, mate. But good on you. Thanks for your call, Melissa. Appreciate it.